Hi, everyone, and welcome back to PolishPod101.com. This is Intermediate Season 1, Lesson 3. What are your plans for tomorrow in Poland? John here.
Cześć, I'm Marzena.
In this lesson, you'll learn some time expressions. The conversation takes place at a coffee shop.
It's between Mark and Anne.
The speakers are friends, so they'll use informal Polish. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Hej, Aniu, co słychać?
Jakoś leci, tylko muszę napisać sprawozdanie na jutro i wysłać je przed 8.
Oj, współczuję. Ja jutro o 8 mam egzamin na prawo jazdy. Muszę wstać wcześniej rano.
Biedactwo.
Ale za to po 10 już będę wolny. Co powiesz na kawę?
Niestety na 10 mam już plany.
No trudno.
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Hej, Aniu, co słychać?
Hey Anne, how are you?
Jakoś leci, tylko muszę napisać sprawozdanie na jutro i wysłać je przed 8.
Not too bad, but I have to write a report for tomorrow and send it before 8.
Oj, współczuję. Ja jutro o 8 mam egzamin na prawo jazdy. Muszę wstać wcześniej rano.
Oh, that's too bad. I have a driving test at 8 o'clock tomorrow. I need to wake up early in the morning.
Biedactwo.
You poor thing.
Ale za to po 10 już będę wolny. Co powiesz na kawę?
But after 10 I will be free. How about a coffee?
Niestety na 10 mam już plany.
Unfortunately, I already have plans for 10.
No trudno.
Oh well. So Mark has a driving test. Good luck. I remember being really nervous for my driving test.
Me too.
Is it easy to get a driving license in Poland?
I think that it's a long and painful process.
What do you have to do to get your license?
Intensive courses are not popular in Poland, so people usually have 3 or 4 months of practice before they attempt the test.
Is it a difficult test?
Like some other European countries, it's not unusual to fail 3 or 4 times before passing.
Wow, it must be difficult then.
I think so.
Do you have to take the test in Polish?
Actually, you can take the test in German or English too.
Okay, now on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is...
Słychać.
To be heard.
Słychać. Słychać.
Next we have...
Lecieć.
To fly.
Lecieć. Lecieć.
Next we have...
Współczuć.
To sympathize.
Współczuć. Współczuć.
Next we have...
Egzamin.
Exam.
Egzamin. Egzamin.
Next we have...
Prawo jazdy.
Driving license.
Prawo jazdy. Prawo jazdy.
Next we have...
Biedactwo.
Poor thing.
Biedactwo. Biedactwo.
Next we have...
Powiedzieć.
To tell.
Powiedzieć. Powiedzieć.
And last.
Niestety.
Unfortunately.
Niestety. Niestety.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is.
Co słychać?
Meaning, what's up? There are two words in this phrase. What do they both mean?
Co means what? And słychać means to be heard.
So it's literally. What can be heard?
This is an informal expression, so you can use it with your friends.
Can you give us an example using this phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say, Co tam słychać? Gdzie jedziecie?
Which means, what's up? Where are you going? Okay, what's the next word?
Współczuć.
Meaning, to sympathize. This is a verb.
The first part of the word, współ, is similar to the English prefix ko.
What does the second part mean?
Czuć means to feel.
It's easy to see why together they mean to sympathize.
I think so too.
Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say Bardzo ci współczuję z powodu tego, co się stało.
Which means, I really sympathize with you because of what happened. Okay, what's the next word?
Biedactwo.
Meaning, poor thing. This is a noun.
It comes from the word bieda, which means poverty.
When can you use this word?
It can be used to sympathize.
In English, you can use a word like this in a sarcastic way too. Is it the same in Polish?
Yes, it is. You can be sarcastic with this too. It's rather informal though, so don't use it in formal situations.
Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure, for example, you can say, Co się stało, biedactwo?
Which means, what happened to you? You poor little thing. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn some time expressions. How can we talk about a precise time in Polish?
There are some prepositions we can use for this.
In this lesson, we'll look at four such prepositions. What's the first one?
O. We can use o with the locative case to express a specific time.
This preposition means at. Okay, how can we use this to say we're going to meet at 5 o'clock?
Spotykamy się o piątej. The second preposition is na. This is used with the accusative case.
This preposition means for or in. It can be used for deadlines or to talk about when something happens. Marzena, how can we use this to say, I will prepare dinner for 9?
Zrobię obiad na dziewiątą. You can also use this to talk about duration. For example, jadę na miesiąc do Japonii.
I'm going to Japan for 1 month.
The next preposition is przed. This is used with the instrumental case.
We can use this preposition to talk about something happening before a certain time. For example, I can't sleep before 10.
Which is, nie mogę zasnąć przed dziesiątą in Polish. The last preposition is po.
This is used with the locative case to say that something will happen after. For example, he came shortly past 11.
Przyjechał na krótko po jedenastej. Now, let's quickly review. Muszę.
This is a modal verb, have to. When used in a sentence, it's followed by an infinitive.
Yes. For example, musiałaś ją zapraszać? Now, musieć can be used as have to, but can also be must.
What are some other modal verbs in Polish?
There are modal verbs such as powinienem, should, in its masculine form. Powinieneś iść na dietę.
You should go on a diet.
Or mieć, which is supposed to. Miałem to zrobić.
I was supposed to do it. Marzena, how do we make propositions in Polish? You know, sentences such as, how about a drive?
You use co powiesz na, followed by the accusative case. To ask, how about a drive? You would say, co powiesz na przejażdżkę?
Does that sentence pattern change depending on who you're talking to?
Yes. The example I gave is the second singular form. For a group of people, you would use Co powiecie na?
How would you ask a group of people, how about a coffee?
Co powiecie na kawę? Also, neither of these patterns should be used in formal conversation.
Listeners, want to get the newest Polish lessons for free?
All new PolishPod101.com lessons are free for 3 weeks.
And since we publish new lessons every single week,
you have 3 weeks worth of free lessons at any given time.
Go to PolishPod101.com, click Browse Lessons, and then click Newest Lessons to get your free lessons today.
There's more information on the formal versions in the lesson notes. Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Cześć.
Hej Aniu, co słychać?
Jakoś leci, tylko muszę napisać sprawozdanie na jutro i wysłać je przed 8.
Oj, współczuję. Ja jutro o 8 mam egzamin na prawo jazdy. Muszę wstać wcześniej rano.
Biedactwo.
Ale za to po 10 już będę wolny. Co powiesz na kawę?
Niestety na 10 mam już plany.
No trudno.